بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today we start again this kitab, yearning for the year after, a cheer for the depressed and a solace for the bereaved. Yearning for the year after, the actual kitab written by Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, term Shauk-e-Watan, translated as yearning for the year after. Hazrat Mullah Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayh was a great, great spiritual physician, and he had his finger of the pulse of the condition of the Ummah, the situation of the Ummah, and like how any great personality, knowing what the Ummah is going through, what the conditions of the Ummah is, so now he does something and he prescribes certain medication, spiritual medication, so that the people at that time may correct their spiritual self. So similarly in his time and age, as we will go through the introduction, there was a plague that had broken out. And this plague was unrelentless, it was relentless, it was continuously catching everybody, and there was a great deal of depression, anxiety, worry, concern, that what do we do? So now when he seen this, now he decided that let me do something that will help bring up the spirits of the people, because the spirits are down, people are becoming depressed, morally anxious, worried. And he mentions also in this kitab that there is hope if a person reads this individually or reads this kitab in small gatherings, then there is hope Allah Pak will change the condition of sadness into condition of happiness, anxiety and worry into the condition of tranquility, and conditions of fear into the conditions of hope. So therefore, beautiful ahadith here chosen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beautiful, beautiful ahadith explaining that why a person should not be depressed, and why a Muslim should always be positive, and why he should always be in a condition that he is looking forward to the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down. So today we'll just do the introduction. So he mentions, probably 3 years must have passed since a plague spread through the Muzaffar Nagar district in particular. Muzaffar Nagar district is a bigger area. So a plague had spread in this bigger area. It did not merely spread, but it remained relentless. Our town Tanabhavan, which falls under this Muzaffar Nagar district, was also included in the plague. The severity of the plague was a cause of general worry and distress for the people. Some people fled from their residence, whilst others were on the verge of fleeing. There was such worry, concern, anxiety that people started fleeing from their houses and others were about to flee. Now Maulana was seeing this whole condition unfolding in front of him, and a person with concern and worry, he wants to see not only for himself, he doesn't just lock himself up and isolate himself, he's worried about the Ummah, what can I do to help the Ummah? So now he says that others were feeling confused and forlorn. It was a strange feeling that was going through. Imagine people are fleeing, people are running, others are planning to flee. It was a very, very strange feeling that people were going through. So he says, the pure Shariat of Islam has taken the responsibility of providing a treatment for all spiritual anxieties and internal sicknesses. These anxieties stem from a lack of patience, weakness in reliance of Allah on Allah Ta'ala, displeasure with the decree and the absence of conviction. So Maulana mentioned that there's 4 reasons why this anxieties and internal worries come. 4 main reasons. The first one, he says, is because of the lack of sabr, lack of patience. The next thing, number 2, is there is an absence in tawakkul on Allah, on the reliance on Allah. Number 3 is a displeasure with the decision of Allah. In Allah Pak's decision we have become unhappy with, number 3. And the 4th thing is the absence of yaqeen. So the difference between tawakkul and yaqeen. Yaqeen means the conviction on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the lack of that. But what Allah is promising and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned and is promising, this year has come out of our life, but we are looking at those other things, those outward aspects that are causing worry and concern to us. So these 4 things he mentions, that there is a lack of sabr, lack of tawakkul, person is not happy with the decision of Allah, and the 4th is there is a lack of yaqeen, conviction in the words and conviction in the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fundamental reason for all this is engrossment in this world and disinterest in the year after. So the fundamental why all this is happening is these people have now taken the love of this world and they're not interested in the year after. Everyone knows that the treatment for every ailment is to remove its cause. This is the secret behind the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the love of the world is the source of all sins. The main reason, the source, we can say that the head of all sins is what? Is the love for the dunya. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned another hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ That remember abundantly the destroyer of all pleasures, death. In other words, remember that abundantly. This will help you overcome what? The sickness of loving the dunya. This is the prescription. How do you overcome the loving of the dunya? Remember death abundantly. Anyway, he goes on to say, after taking these points into consideration and based on the above principle, I turned my attention to the rectification of the people. I began speaking about the bounties of the year after in my lectures and assemblies. It was hoped that they would create an automatic disinterest in the worldly pleasures. Furthermore, since the bounties of the year after are dependent on death, I explained to them that death is also a bounty. Now he started giving bayans. What he started doing? Explaining to people that the akhirat is such a bounty, such beauty, such enjoyment. So death also is a ni'mat, because why? This is the gateway, this is the bridge, this is the road to get all those bounties. So death also is a bounty. So this is the way Maulana started explaining to the people. Not like how we are seeing it today, people are making it seem as though it's so depressing, so sad, there's a war zone out there, people are dying. No, but Maulana made it seem exciting, that akhirat is so beautiful, it's so nice. And to get there, we have to, you go through this passageway, this gateway of death. So death also is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst explaining the bounties of the year after, I described the conditions of the grave, the resurrection and paradise, and the various glad tidings which have been mentioned for the believer. Related to the above, I gave details about the virtues of calamities and illnesses, specifically plagues. Now what he started speaking about? The virtues. Remember science and the scientists and those atheists, those people that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, when a person dies, this is doom and gloom. And so therefore, sickness also is a means and a pathway and a road for doom and gloom. For us, this is a great ni'mah, it is a great bounty. So this is what Mawlana started speaking about. Virtues of calamities and illnesses, specifically plagues. I described the rewards which Allah Pak has kept in store for them in the year after. The promises of Allah's proximity and acceptance in His court, which are the foundations for the bounties and glad tidings of the year after. These themes were related periodically to those poor souls. I observed a clear and immediate benefit of speaking of these themes. He said, when I started speaking about this, immediately I saw some benefit in the people. Just change, imagine, just change the direction, the angle and the focus of sicknesses and plagues. He said, I could see the immediate benefit. The spirits of these people were raised, the effects of tranquility were seen on them, and their worries were replaced with calmness. I could see suddenly people are becoming calm. The same people that wanted to flee their houses and run away, and it was strange. He said, suddenly there was a feeling of calmness that had come. I noticed them yearning for death to a certain extent. So beautiful. This is what you call a real physician, spiritual physician. Just start speaking, and immediately those people that were all anxious and worried, he noticed now they became calm. And now they also started desiring death. Not running away from death, but they also started desiring death. Seeing that these themes were proving so beneficial to the people, the thought came to my mind that we are periodically inflicted with plagues in India, and we do not know for how long this will continue. Wherever there is a plague, the majority of the people became worried, depressed and terrified. This definitely affects their year after, because they do not have the qualities of patience, reliance on Allah Ta'ala and so on. At the same time, it turns their worldly life into one of bitterness. So he's saying that this affects the akhirat, when people become depressed, sad, worried, affecting the akhirat. And not only that, it starts affecting their dunya also, this mental condition of theirs. So people everywhere are therefore in need of this prescription, which will strengthen their souls and fortify their hearts. Everywhere people are in need of this prescription of how he is prescribing and what he is prescribing in this kitab. If the themes which benefited the people of this place, Tana Bhavan, were compiled in a book and conveyed to the people of other areas, then we will have full hope in Allah Ta'ala that they, he says, then we have full hope in Allah Ta'ala that they too will benefit. He's saying that if this, all these things are now prescribed, put in a book, what about other people? Now this is what you call the real true ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're seeing that now he's having benefit on the people in his area. What about the people to come? Future times, future eras, future places, other places. those people are also having the same depression. He said, so nice if it can be put in a book so that those people can benefit. And today, alhamdulillah, we are also benefiting from this kitab. The title Shauqi Watan appealed to me. He's explaining why this title Shauqi Watan appealed to me. Because the year after is our original abode and therefore ought to be yearned for. Shauqi Watan, the yearning for the original abode. Our original abode is akhirat. So this is something that we should yearn for. Our heedlessness has caused us to forget it entirely. Entirely our heedlessness has forgot us to remember our original abode, which is akhirat. Then he says this book removes the heedlessness and creates a yearning for our original abode. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, if this book is read individually or allowed in small or large gatherings on occasions of fear and anxiety, then inshallah it can replace sadness with happiness, dread with confidence, and worry with tranquility. May Allah Ta'ala fulfill the purpose for which this book is written, that is to make it a means to increase our yearning for the year after and to inspire us to make preparations for the year after. Through this inspiration, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with His proximity and acceptance. Ameen. Mawlana Shafi Kami Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayh. We will continue with this kitab every day, inshallah. Little. Small dosages, but we'll see how powerful it is for a person to think about akhirat. Remember akhirat. Think of the beauties. Then a person gets saved from all the restlessness, anxieties, worries, concern. All this now gets saved. He starts seeing a different dimension, a different experience, a different happiness. But we just need to have yakin on the words of Allah Pak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.